Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, Sue, my daughter is so excited. We are going to see Soul on Fire, the John O'Leary movie, tonight. And John will be on the show tomorrow at 5:30. This is a big, big nationwide motion picture theatrical release. I'm seeing ads for it everywhere. They're heavily advertising on Fox and during some of the baseball playoffs and the NFL. So the film was made here in St. Louis, which is even more special. And if you don't know John's story, we'll share it with you tomorrow night. It really is incredible. Jack Buck, played by William H. Macy, plays a huge, huge role in the film. We are joined right now. We have a former attorney general coming up after 5 o'clock. Senator Eric Schmidt will be here. We have the current attorney general. She's new in the gig. Catherine Hanaway back with us this afternoon. Hello, Catherine. How are you? Welcome back.
Great, Mark. Hi, Sue. Thrilled to be on. After those ads, though, for roofing, generators, heating and cooling, I'm wondering if winter is upon us.
Well, it's going to feel like that way, I think, the next couple of mornings, for sure. Before I start on some of the things that your office is doing, and this is certainly a topic that your office is involved in, we're hearing that the sheriff of St. Louis, Alfred Montgomery, has been arrested, and then he's in an ankle bracelet at this point. Can you give us an update? Because you've been involved in trying to get some things moving in a different direction in that office. So what's the latest on Sheriff Montgomery?
Well, so he got charged with 5 additional felony counts in federal court today, made his appearance and has been put on house arrest. And there is going to be a bond revocation hearing in federal court next Tuesday. This week, we filed for summary judgment, which means we think there are undisputable facts that should lead to his resignation. So that's kind of where everything is right now. It's all developing pretty quickly.
What were the new charges about? Different behavior or just some that were related to some
No, they were related to retaliating against and tampering with witnesses.
Okay. Would all this go away if he resigns or not?
Well, our case would go away. I don't know what happens to the federal case.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not the decision maker but... you know, our case just seeks to remove him from office.
You think he could have simplified it, but I guess not, right? Going to try to fight.
He sure could have, and he sure would have done the city of St. Louis a favor.
So I want to talk to you about a couple of the issues that are coming up on the ballot next year. But there was an issue or a ruling, if you will, upholding Missouri's parental consent law that is rather significant that was related to a lawsuit. So explain what happened there. This was a case that was brought in response to what passed last year, Amendment 3. There's another Amendment 3, and we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, so when Amendment 3 passed last year, the pro-abortion forces took the position that it repealed every single regulation and law in Missouri that governed abortions, including our law requiring parental consent. And then they sued to get that parental consent law off the books, and we beat them. We won. You still will have to have a parental consent in Missouri for an abortion.
It seems like such a no-brainer. I mean, I don't even know how that could be controversial, but I guess in some circles it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you take your child in for any other medical procedure, you've got to have parental consent. If your child goes in without you, they have to come back and seek your consent. And there are, you know, judicial remedies if the child is in some circumstance where their parents aren't qualified to give consent.
Now, is that decided once and for all, or is that still something that could be up on appeal somewhere?
No, I think they'll take it up and on appeal.
Okay. Right.
Hopefully this measure that the legislature has moved to the ballot will clarify a lot.
On the topic of ballot issues, and this is where I always get concerned that people are going to get confused, and I think voters are going to get confused, but there's going to be another Amendment 3 next year that deals with abortion. And there was a story that came out, I think, 2 days ago about a judge okaying the ballot language in that particular issue. Is that something that your office is involved in as well?
It is. We had to defend that ballot language, and I will tell you that I think the Secretary of State did a very good job in drafting this ballot language. Initially, the court had some concerns about it. They redrafted, and we were able to successfully defend that language. And what is going to go on the ballot is a measure that would, in large part, repeal what passed last year. It would put safety precautions in. It would, you know, put back in the parental consent requirement. It would prohibit anyone from giving minors gender reassignment treatment. It would really repeal the more radical portions of that Amendment 3 that passed last year.
And is that so? It says the new language is pretty simple, isn't it? It says repeal Article 1, Section 36, approved in 2024, allow abortions for medical emergencies, fetal anomalies, rape, and incest. And that, my understanding is that, you know, that's a bit of a compromise, certainly, that the pro-life groups included in order to get this thing on the ballot and make it a little bit more sane.
That's absolutely right. And I think this has been a very good week for those of us who care about the sanctity of life. Both of these measures should protect life in Missouri more rigorously, but it is a more sane version and it would put those protections in the Missouri Constitution.
So we had I never played the audio, but there was a report, I think it was from KSDK yesterday, about a shooting. It hardly got any attention. It involved a 14-year-old kid. It was downtown here, not too far. There was another set of shootings last night. We know that the crime issue is still significant in St. Louis. We also know that federally, President Trump is sending in, you know, some troops to other cities. St. Louis has been mentioned on that list. Is the Attorney General's office, in coordination with the governor's office, involved in any discussions about those issues at this point?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW
is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Well, obviously, you know, in some ways, I'm the lawyer for the state.
Right.
So I don't want to get too much into any advice that I might be giving the governor on these issues. He has his own general counsel. But look, I favor the National Guard coming to Missouri. I think with the new mayor, with Gabe Gore, with the governor's emphasis on crime, with it being my number one priority, we have a lot of momentum going in the right direction. What we need is boots on the ground, the St. Louis police force just simply doesn't have enough officers at this point to patrol all the areas that need patrol. I support them so strongly, but they need help. Downtown is, well, you know better than anyone, downtown right now is largely unpatrolled. We've got to get people there. The block around our office in downtown is not a block you would ever want to walk unescorted. We're fortunate that we have guards at the door. It's a real problem, and it's preventing our region from coming back economically.
You know, it's even, I had my friend Fred Perry on last week from Columbia. Fred was a Boone County commissioner. We've known each other for a long time. We went to Mizzou together. But this crime issue is even affecting, you know, even smaller communities like Columbia. Now, obviously, they've had a lot of growth in the past decade in particular since Mizzou joins the SEC. But this is not just a St. Louis downtown problem. Even smaller communities are having issues. And some of the same reasons are happening, where you have touchy-feely people in mayor's positions or et cetera, and they don't think crime should be dealt with by police but by social workers. So that's part of the issue that we're experiencing nationwide.
Absolutely, 100%. I saw the letter from the president of the University of Missouri calling for the policing in Columbia to be much more serious, and Fred Perry and I also went to Mizzou together, and
you know,
he's
Fred?
Been a friend for a long time. Yeah. I know Fred really well.
Yeah, I could tell you some Fred. Boy, like, he was kind of running the Maneater when I was just starting at KCOU. So we knew each other from that cross-journalistic perspective, because he was a print guy. But he's a character. But he's also passionate and very involved in those issues in Columbia, and has been for decades.
And you and I will have to compare Fred's stories off the air one day, but he is a passionate defender and spokesperson for Columbia. And look, we're going to have to change our policing philosophy a little bit. We are going to have to focus on those who are just stoned out of their minds and living on the streets and preventing law-abiding citizens from being able to comfortably walk around downtown. There was a new statute passed last year that allows us to remove homeless people from public places. We need to start doing those things. I think we're also going to have a terrific U.S. attorney in Tom Albus. We're going to loan him some personnel to help work on those cases as well. Soon we'll be rolling out some additional very specific measures about what we're going to be doing in downtown St. Louis.
Awesome. Keep us posted. Catherine Hanaway, thanks for jumping on here with me this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care.
Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.